This file is designed to help you manage your gay femininity in the hope of finding your Mr. Wonderful someday. Do not despair, he is out there. Let us begin. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up, clear-headed and refreshed. Nothing in this hypnosis session suggests that you may do stupid stuff or do anything that may be dangerous. You have only one life to live. Do not fuck it up. Please close your eyes tightly and then open and close them again. Do it as many times as it takes to make them stay closed. Let your mind settle into quietness and concentrate only on my words. You will block all outside thoughts and only allow my words to enter. You are here because you are questioning whether being secretly gay and celibate should continue to be your life choice. As time marches on, you have decided you are more and more open to the obvious choice of being a gay man's boyfriend. You have decided that it is also necessary that your role with men require that your guy be on board with your femininity. You do not want to be the boss. You do not want to lead. You do not want to pursue. You want to please. You want your man to lead because it would feel unnatural any other way. You know there is a range of masculinity between gay men, and you understand that you are on the feminine end of that range. It has nothing to do with sex, and everything to do with wanting to find a relationship that fits the way you want to live. Accepting your femininity will help you understand why you feel the most relaxed showing the least masculinity the situation allows. Your femininity has always been with you. You have learned to compensate to fit in. As you enter into hypnosis, together we will discuss your sexual identity. Nothing will happen that you do not want to happen. Just enjoy your rest as I speak to you. As you rest quietly, you are already entering trance. Resting quietly allows your body to slow down as if preparing to sleep while you absorb my words. It is as easy as that. Trance is much like sleep, except your mind is awake and listening and absorbing my words. Let yourself become still and quiet. Closely follow my words as they address your sexuality. As we go into trance, my words help you form a persona that provides you with options. Options of how to act, how not to act, and how to set aside your guilt. Feel yourself relaxed and alert to my words. Your muscles are relaxed as the strength flows out of them. Do not resist going into trance. Be motionless and limp, and just let yourself sink deeper. Let your mind be silent and open to my words as they flow in. Remain motionless and relaxed. There is nothing entering your mind but my voice. In hypnosis, your entire world is guided by my voice. Hearing my voice carries with it the need to settle deeper into trance so you can have the courage to make changes. Every word I say is important as you let yourself sink deeper. Every word reinforces your courage to experiment, to shop, or simply to return a smile. Listen to my words as you let them become a part of you. The only people who need to know you are gay and quite feminine are those you trust to let into your circle. Everything I say to you is more important than your old thoughts. Allow your mind to become silent so that only my voice enters. You must concentrate so as to not let outside thoughts interfere with your processing of each word. You probably will not remember everything, but that is okay. The message will remain with you, like the memory of a good friend. It is okay because your subconscious will remember what is important. As each word lets you go deeper, each of my words serves to give you the courage to be yourself. We are going to make you feel more relaxed as you learn to live the life God gave you. Your old thoughts are your biggest obstacle. You cannot run from your past, but you can learn from it and change the trajectory. You have always been unhappy knowing something was missing. You knew something had to change. Until finally, change began to happen. One day you suddenly did not care about being straight. Being straight is a category assigned by society. It is used to guilt people into standardizing their behavior for other straights to judge. Your thoughts and the way you choose to react to them needs to be adjusted to fit the reality of your life. You will feel the need to make those adjustments when the situation permits. The most important thing for you to keep in mind is the straight guy's personal line of bullshit. Straight men are so full of themselves. They all love blowjobs. They brag about them, they tease their friends about them, they beg their girlfriends for them. Yet in the dark, it is all the same. A mouth on a dick is simply a mouth. Therefore, adding a requirement that only a woman can suck your cock is social engineering, not sex. You do not need to go through life not giving and receiving blowjobs simply because you are straight. You have a place in the natural rhythm of human sexual life, and so do the men who have sex with you. The difference between straights and us is we enjoy giving blowjobs, probably more than getting them. When we do so, we know we have truly made someone happy besides ourselves. When we swallow his cum, we are honoring our lover. When we hold him in our mouth until he is ready to pull out, we are giving him the last bit of ourselves. For guys like us, it is an acknowledgement of our generous but harmless sexuality. Your true sexuality still lives within you, and will become more important as time marches on. Through time and experimentation, you will probably decide that being the feminine half of a partnership fits your personality perfectly. If we may wonder for a second, what is pretending to be straight done for you? Found you a woman? No. It has only connected you to women you cannot seem to remain attracted to. Yet, at the same time, you hesitate to accept a man's flirtatious advances even though he may have turned you on more than any woman ever did. You lay in bed wishing he was there with you since he was such a nice guy and you were quite taken with him. Yet you are angry with yourself for being unable to act. After all, doing that might mean that someone besides yourself knows you are gay. Well, honey, you are gay or at least bi and you are missing out on an exciting sex life. Are you seeing your problem yet? If you do not follow your heart, you are either in denial or simply stupid, or you are honestly convinced it is worth the price of not disturbing your pious world. That is an important thing to consider. After all, it is your world and this is a decision only you can make. And if in doubt, do nothing. Or be discreet. Maybe you would never come out in public, but you can find a place for yourself in the gay culture. If the time comes and you find a man who is too nice to ignore, lucky you. You will get used to looking forward to a future of blazing desire when your guy comes up behind you and hugs you. When he kisses your neck, your heart shivers with excitement as his hands move under your shirt to caress your bare skin. He does it because it is sexual and intimate, and he is not afraid to show you he cherishes your companionship. You and your lover can do everything a woman will do, plus everything she will not. You can tell your boyfriend what you like and what you want and he will respond. Your gay boyfriend might even kiss you on the lips when you are shopping just because he wants to. When shopping, he might playfully hold a sexy nightie up to you and comment on how nice it would look on you. And you will smile sweetly. Of course, you would rather be kissed by your gay lover than a woman. It is time to stop denying that. I know you have daydreams hoping that cute man who smiled at you in the store decides to man up and just waltz over and kiss you. You have been waiting for your Prince Charming. Where is he? Why has he not found you? He hasn't found you because you are hiding by acting like a man. It must be a pretty good act because you still do not have a boyfriend. While it is obvious that we are not women, in the right situation we are capable of reacting to men much like a woman. And as such, people like us often adjust our behavior around men. Instinctively, we have learned to adopt a variety of submissive and feminine behaviors. This behavior alerts the dominant males around us that we acknowledge that our status is below theirs and we are not competitors. We are still men, but we use our feminine behavior as a refuge when we want to step back from our masculinity. Like a woman, we understand the reality of a man's sexuality and our place in it. We know what guys and guys do together. And like a woman, we are more comfortable being in the background and returning a smile, hoping that nice man in the mall is interested in us. It is a trade-off we are genetically driven to make because in a very short time, our low rank within the group will be established anyway. As a feminine guy, you are already used to being ignored by men. It does not take very long for them to marginalize you. You cannot and will not stand up to them. It is just not in you. As a feminine guy, your role around men is to smile and do what is expected of you and try to stay in the background. You instinctively distance yourself from the overt sexuality of masculine men, both gay and straight. You avoid hanging around with masculine men because they make you uncomfortable. As a feminine guy, you feel like they see through you and just want you to give them a blowjob. Or you feel like they probably just want to fuck you. Or both. However, contrary to your instincts, if a man is nice to you and begins to hit on you, your penis begins to get hard. Your femininity comes to the surface. You smile and hope there is potential. Why? In spite of their uncouth masculinity, when a man shows a sexual interest in us and we are interested, we subconsciously display a rush of femininity that signals our admirer that we are interested. We hope he will respond by going out of his way to make us feel comfortable, just like a man might do to impress a woman. We are born to react sexually to this behavior from men. We are not cut out to be aggressors because we are born to feel these passive emotions much like a woman does. Unlike most gay men, when we see a man we are interested in, we hang back and hope he notices our interest and flirts with us. You want to wait for him to make the first move. Every emotion we have gets filtered through our femininity. There is no point in wondering why. These feelings are the only feelings we can have. We have learned to signal positively when a cute guy zeroes in on us, so we can find out if our femininity is what attracts him. But you are not really there yet, are you? In our real lives, time marches on and the voice of reality screams that you are running out of time. You must listen to the voice inside you that is telling you it is okay to show some femininity when a guy is interested in you. You must learn to show just enough femininity so your man will take the clue and act like a man. If he is attracted to your femininity, do not disappoint him. Nothing will change the fact that as a sexual person, being a man's feminine boyfriend is central to our comfort zones. The facts of human sexuality do not and will not change. You can be flamboyant. Or you can be subtle. But what you cannot be is an alpha male. You do not have the genetics. You are wired to expect men to be sexually interested in you. You are attracted to men because you are feminine and women do not interest you. That means he can be the man and care for you and you will provide the femininity that gay relationships lack. It stands to reason if you want to attract a man who understands your sexuality, they are among you. If you want to continue limping along pretending to be a heterosexual male, that is your choice. Whatever you choose, out in the world you are free to move between the public you and the private you. Simply put, you are still a guy but you will be happier as a softer, more feminine counterpart for the right man. I want you to go out in a public gathering place where gay people are welcome. Comic Con, anime, and cosplay are great. I want you to dress in such a way that you fit in with the crowd, but still send hints that you might be available. However, if you want to look gay or at least feminine, here are some suggestions. You can tone these down according to how confident you feel and how familiar you are with the venue. Before you dress for anywhere, be sure to get a pedicure and a manicure. Tell them to make sure the foot hair is gone. Pay the extra money for foot and lower leg waxing. Then moisturize your feet well so they look nice and feminine. Wearing well-washed denim pants that show a well-ironed and worn front seam is a strong hint. When worn with flip-flops, it is a stronger hint. A cut-off lower seam brush to expose neatly trimmed threads is quite gay. The higher the cuffs, the stronger the feminine signal. Wear women's cheeky shorts. They fit better anyway. The term cheeky means the rear seam dives between your butt cheeks a bit. Only women will notice the difference. They probably will not be seen as gay until you increase the feminine look by rolling up the cuffs a bit. It is okay to shave your legs. No one is going to ask. But be sure to moisturize. Jockey makes bikini underwear for men. They are actually panties for men, just without lace. More importantly, they fit. They are available in black or white. They are cotton so you can dye them if you wish. Shirts and tops. Without a message or pride colors, they will not necessarily be seen as gay, but they will attract looks and imply confidence. Flowered shirts worn open with a colored undershirt can be attractive to men and women. Yellow and other pastels are good color choices if it accents the shirt. It may be considered gay to wear women's tennis shoes, with or without pink accents. Wear pastel no-show socks. If you are wearing long pants with them and you wish to look feminine, wear them short or roll up the cuffs. Again, make sure that the visible parts of your legs are shaved and moisturized. When at the venue, when you see an interesting guy, ask directions to somewhere in the venue. Make eye contact and hold it for a few seconds. If he smiles, smile back. If he moves closer to you, let him. If he gets in your space, let him. If he seems interested in you, then you might consider tipping your hand to show some femininity. Let every idea be his. Ask "how do you do that?" questions. When he takes the hint and acts like a man, that is your clue to show some femininity. Acknowledge that you have trouble figuring out how to work a microwave or screw in a light bulb. If he is obviously interested in you, and he should mention your femininity, a good answer is, "My friends have commented on that. Or sometimes it comes out. I don't know why. If he is still interested, then you might ask nicely, is that a deal breaker? If he asks if you are gay, you can say maybe, or I'm not sure, or not yet. But what you cannot say is no. Follow your safe best judgment and see where it goes from there. Do not give all of yourself on the first date. Be careful that he is not a man whore and everyone but you knows it. It is time to come out of trance, and before we do, I want to remind you to listen to this file from time to time. Since you have been in trance with this file, it will be quicker and easier to go into trance again. So do listen whenever you have some downtime. It is time for you to come out of trance. I am going to count down from 4. 4. You are beginning to let outside thoughts into your consciousness. 3. You have a pleasant feeling as you now can relax and let opportunity come to you. 2. You are consciously pleased to have an understanding you never had before. 1. You are fully awake and ready to face the day and practice your femininity wherever it is safe.